You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the world's first drug to delay the onset of type 1 diabetes is to be made available on the NHS in England and Wales. This has been heralded as a real breakthrough. In fact, the biggest breakthrough in tackling the disease for more than a century. Cliona O'Farrelly is Professor of Comparative Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, and she joins me now. Cliona, you're very welcome to the programme. And there is real excitement around this drug, around this breakthroughs, because traditionally for years we have treated type 1 diabetes, which we know is a condition that stops the pancreas from producing insulin, with insulin. This is a whole new approach.
Exactly, Ciara. And as you know, I'm not a clinician, I'm an immunologist. And so the immunology here is just so exciting. And what this drug does is targets T cells. So it's T lymphocytes of our immune system that attack the beta cells of the pancreas and kill them off in type 1 diabetes. And what this drug does is stop those T cells. And if you can stop those T cells early in the disease process, you can get up to 3 years, and probably longer, actually, of disease delay.
So is this a type of immunotherapy then?
Absolutely. It's anti-CD3. CD3 is the molecule on T cells that identify T cells as such. And just to remind your listeners about T lymphocytes and what an important role they have in controlling our immune responses to viruses, to bacteria, and that this is what rejects transplants. So in trying to, and those T cells drive the immune response against cancer. So immunotherapies have exploded in the last 10 years, trying to devise ways of controlling these T cells. We're very far from doing it perfectly, but the clinical outputs are very encouraging.
So what are the benefits, I suppose, of buying that window of time, buying yourself that 3 years, indeed maybe more, before you're dealing with the actual symptoms of type 1 diabetes?
Well, I think if you talk to any parent of a child who's been diagnosed with diabetes, it's heartbreaking because the child has to, and the family has to, learn how to control this disease by using insulin. I would say any parent who would be given even 1, 2, or 3 years of delaying that onset would welcome it.
Are there any health benefits, though, from delaying that onset?
Actually, that's a good question. Now, I don't know the answer to that one, what the long term it may, but possibly more sadly, there are side effects. You see, first of all, some people on this treatment get what's called a cytokine storm and can be ill on it. And then when you actually think about it, as I've kind of illustrated in the introduction, our T cells are really, really important. So kind of taking something that controls them probably isn't a good idea in the long term, you know, or probably isn't something for the long term. Now, in this case, the treatment modality is not for life. It's a 14-day infusion. And this is also a downside. This is a biologic, so it has to be infused for 30 minutes for 14 days. But it is only the once. At the moment. And that's what's buying the 3 extra years.
Okay, so it is this 14-day treatment, 30 minutes today,
yes,
administered through an IV. Is that what it is?
Exactly. Which, again, is not something that everyone can take. So, again, the research in this field is really striving on ahead, trying to find ways of delivering this type of therapy without having to use an infusion.
Okay, is it expensive, Cliona?
Of course it is. Of course these therapies always are, you know, but it is, and it will become cheaper. There are other anti-T cell therapies that are cheaper. And what's really exciting about this research is that it turns out that genetically susceptible people who get diabetes, it's usually triggered by Coxsackie virus. This is a very, very common virus that most of us get in childhood, but in some, and it targets pancreatic cells in our pancreas, and for most of us, our immune systems get rid of it. But for some of us, it stays, and that sneaky virus, by hiding in the pancreatic, the beta cells, induce an immune response, and that's what triggers both to the virus and to the pancreatic cells, and that's what triggers the type 1 diabetes. So what's coming down the road is a vaccine against Coxsackie virus.
So are we getting to the point, potentially, in another generation or so, where we might not see type 1 diabetes?
Absolutely. I just heard this fantastic podcast from Leon, Francisco Leon, who's one of the pioneers of this therapy and is just doing amazing stuff on trying to prevent autoimmune disease. And that's his goal. I've sent it on to you. You should put it up on your website because it really is just brilliant. And he is saying that in maybe not my lifetime, but certainly in the near future, it should be possible to completely prevent or eradicate type 1 diabetes.
Wow.
It'll take time though, Kira.
Yeah, but it's, I suppose, a massive leap in the direction that you want to be going in. And what I love about these immunotherapies is when you make a discovery like this, it sort of opens the door, doesn't it? It paves the way for further research into how these drugs could be used, or this immunotherapy could be used to treat other diseases.
Absolutely, absolutely. Understanding how the immune system, why it turns rogue. And again, that's why this podcast is so brilliant, because we all know our immune systems are so powerful and brilliant. But every now and then they go rogue. They make us too sick when they're fighting off infection, or they start reacting against some part of ourselves, like here in type 1 diabetes. But we can see common links now between type 1 diabetes, celiac disease, multiple sclerosis. So we may actually come to understand the immune system enough to be able to control it in all of those cases.
Okay, but when it comes, I suppose, back to this immunotherapy, is this about sort of catching people who have type 1 diabetes before the symptoms appear?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's what's key to this.
And we don't have a national screening program, do we?
No, we don't have a national screening program. We do, the assays are available for we start making autoantibodies against those beta cells in the pancreas in the early stages, before there's any clinical manifestation of the disease. So anybody who's got a family member is probably recommended to ask for those antibodies. And that's where this drug comes in. At the moment, what they're recommending is that it be started when a person has two or more of these autoantibodies and evidence that the beta cells are dysfunctional. So when the glycemic index, you know, is changed.
We have some texts coming in on this, but you never know who's going to get type 1 diabetes or when, which is going to my point earlier. We don't have that screening program. Is this to target those who have family members with it? I have it for decades and my three children have it. And another text are saying, is it hereditary? Is that a way of identifying those who might be susceptible?
Absolutely. At the moment, it's family members. But just to kind of, again, encourage the research, we are getting closer to understanding what actually precipitates it, and the type 1 diabetes. So there is the genetic link. There's also then this viral link. So ultimately, we will be screening people for what viral diseases that the infections have they had. So it's something like 60% of people who get type 1 diabetes will have had a Coxsackie virus infection. Now, loads and loads and loads of people get Coxsackie virus infection and don't get type 1 diabetes. So, of course, that's the other side of the coin. What is it that protects some people from developing the disease?
Very briefly, it is available on the NHS in England and Wales. Will we see it here, do you think?
Ultimately, I would have thought so, whether exactly this treatment or another one. But anything that can save the health service, people being sick, is something to be recommended, surely.
All right, we're going to leave it there. But Cliona O'Farrelly, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to hear somebody talk about a breakthrough in our treatment of a condition like type 1 diabetes with such enthusiasm. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.